It is 12:42. Welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch, and today I welcome Maggie Norton to the program. Maggie is the Farmer Outreach Coordinator for Practical Farmers of Iowa. Good afternoon, Maggie.
Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Well, I am doing great, and I appreciate you taking the time to visit here this afternoon. And, of course, as you know, we're hearing more and more of meetings and seminars and workshops moving to an online format, and Practical Farmers of Iowa is really no exception. In fact, Maggie, before we talk about some of the programs that have been moved to an online format, Practical Farmers of Iowa is no stranger to offering programs online. In fact, your Farminar web series offered over the winter months, that is an online program, so this is really nothing new to you guys, is it?
No, we've been doing the Farminar series for I think about 10 years now maybe, and every winter when it's more the down season and folks are trapped inside during that cold weather, we put on Farminar series where we'll bring a farmer or a conservation professional or some other individual that has something to contribute to the farming community. And we try to facilitate that farmer-to-farmer learning model that we rely on so much for the work that we do during that off-season. So essentially what we're doing moving forward is taking that model and applying it to as many other content production as we can. With COVID-19, our schedule has been disrupted a little bit, but we have that background, so we're able to adapt pretty well.
Right. Now, what are some of the programs you're going to move to that online format?
So we have already transitioned. We had some listening sessions for our membership that help us provide insight on our strategic plan moving forward, and we put those online for members. And then we had a series of understanding farm retirement workshops. There are going to be four of those at the end of this month and the beginning of next. And so what we've done is we've postponed the in-person workshops, and then we're putting two of them online. So those will be April 1st and 9th, and they're open to anyone. And we're partnering with an organization, Severson Strege. They're a financial planning and investment firm down in Des Moines, and they're going to help walk through folks that are interested in doing better with their farm retirement plans.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to ask you, are you able to move all of your programs online, or are you finding it's not possible to actually put some of these programs online then, Maggie?
You know, some stuff is going to be more difficult than others, and it won't have the same effect as being there face-to-face with the community members, but we are coming up with alternatives to our field days. Next week, we were supposed to have a string of cover crop field days.
Right.
And we've adapted that same Farminar model, plus we figured out how to stream live on Facebook. So we're going to have some virtual cover crop field days coming up, and we're just in the process of setting in some dates on those.
Well, that'll be great to follow along. Now, at Practical Farmers of Iowa, I guess what feedback are you getting, and what do your members want, and what's the public want to hear right now, Maggie?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and everybody's looking for stability and answers, and I think community and, you know, part of PFI's strength is our network, and
right.
During this time when we're feeling so much uncertainty, we're really encouraging members and non-members in the farming community to lean on us, and we're hoping that by providing content in these online formats, we can get folks together. Another thing we're working on is we've got a lot of producers, veggies, and livestock who are either seeing disruptions in their workflow or they're anticipating maybe that'll change. For instance, veggie producers that might not be able to go to the farmers market, infrastructure changes. You know, we want to put together some calls maybe in the next couple of weeks where folks can come online and talk to other farmers and see what their strategies have been to adapt to this new situation and share some of those stories with one another. But we also, it's going to be a fluid situation with all this planning, and so we really are encouraging folks to give us ideas. You know, the listeners right now, what do you want to hear from us? How can we provide content that's valuable to you or gives you a sense of community and connection? And I would just encourage everyone to get on the PFI website. On our homepage, there's a button that says COVID-19 updates, and we're going to have a rolling page with updates as they come out, and so they can see what content is coming online. And then, of course, everyone is free to contact me with suggestions or questions or comments. My email is Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, _N, as in Nancy, at practicalfarmers.org. So I am available for anyone that wants to reach out as well.
Well, I would imagine your Practical Farmers of Iowa website's constantly being updated right now.
Yeah. We've got an events calendar that the items that I listed off initially in our chat, the Farminar, or not the Farminar, but the workshops and the listening sessions, those are already on our calendar. But then anything additional, we're going to be putting through that rolling blog post I mentioned.
Yeah, well, like you said, of course, networking is a big part of Practical Farmers of Iowa's structure, as well as the wide assortment of different producers that you guys represent in livestock and grain and forestry. I mean, just a huge area there. And like you said, a lot of produce folks as well. So how can KWMT listeners find out more about the modifications that you're making at Practical Farmers of Iowa, Maggie?
We do a really good job of, as we're putting this programming online, to have that available, dates and times and links to access it, both on our events page on the website at practicalfarmers.org. But you can also get that information from our Facebook page. And then if you are following us with our newsletters, we're going to be putting out releases weekly on changes that we're making. So website, Facebook, if you lock into one of those, you should be all set.
All right, very good. Hey, can we get your email again one more time before I let you go?
Yep, my email is Maggie_N, as in Nancy, at practicalfarmers.org.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to add here today while I've got you on the telephone?
You know, we're confident at PFI that we're going to get through this together, even if we're physically apart. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys are kind of ahead of the curve, I think, with the fact that you guys have been doing webinars for, like you said, nearly 10 years, and you're no stranger to the online format right now. So I would imagine it's probably just some logistics and just finding out exactly what you're able to put online and just move forward with that then.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for having me on today, Dwayne. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Maggie Norton is the Farmer Outreach Coordinator for Practical Farmers of Iowa. And again, Maggie, thank you for your time here this afternoon.